Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Friday. Let's check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Sydney, it is always a pleasure, but certainly some sad news this week with the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. And you were at work when the news broke on Thursday?
Yes, I was. It certainly is very sad news, Jamie, and I actually had some really great conversations with so many different customers at Zehrs who were reminiscing about her reign, and so it was, you know, really great to share those memories with some of the customers in the store.
And you had people sort of almost like knocking on your door saying, have you heard the news, that sort of thing.
I did. I had my office door open, and there were many customers who were popping their heads in to let me know the news. They were concerns that I might not have heard. So I appreciate that. And if any of you listening were one of those customers, then I thank you for that.
Well, certainly she will be missed, the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Well, let's get to our recipe of the week. We do this each and every week with Sydney. And Sydney, what have you got for us this week?
Yes, so I just wanted to say happy first week of back to school for all of the kids, parents, teachers, and other school staff members out there. This week's recipe is for the kid in all of us. It's great for both school lunches and even work lunches if you're feeling a little bit whimsical. It's called Funfetti Fruit Dip.
Sydney, you have so much fun with these recipes, I tell you.
I know. I look forward to it every week, Jamie.
All right. Take it away, Sydney.
So this dip is sort of reminiscent of that delicious Dunkaroo Funfetti dip, if any of the listeners out there remembers that nostalgic snack. Only this version is made with plain Greek yogurt for a great source of protein, which helps us to stay full for longer. And it's also a great source of calcium, which is great for keeping our bones strong. Now, if your kids are lactose intolerant, you can also use plain Skyr yogurt, that's spelled S-K-Y-R, because that yogurt is naturally lactose-free. So to make this recipe, you're going to combine 2 1/3 cups of plain Greek yogurt, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 to 2 teaspoons of brown sugar, and of course, 1 teaspoon of rainbow sprinkles in a small bowl. Mix those together until it's well combined, and then you can serve it as a dip for fresh fruit or graham crackers or pretzels, and watch it get snapped up by both kids and adults alike.
It is so fun. It's so creative. Funfetti Fruit Dip. We'll have, of course, all the details with our recipe of the week available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Sydney, as you kind of touched on there, certainly we're at back to school time and we're talking about lunches, back to school lunches. There's an example where you can kind of have some fun with it and still get creative, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. You know what? I think I'm always a big advocate for, you know, getting your kids involved in the kitchen, especially if they are going through a phase where maybe they're, you know, going through some more picky eating or selective eating habits. And this is a really, really great example of a way that we can get lots of those nutrients in there. We can encourage that fruit consumption, but we can make it fun too. So there's nothing wrong with adding a few rainbow sprinkles once in a while.
There you go. Again, it's our recipe of the week with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, and with great ideas and great videos on Sydney's Facebook page, Sydney Beat, your dietitian at Zehrs. And Sydney, you've just posted one talking about pre-chopped veggies from the fridge.
Yes. So you know what? I think we talk about meal prep a lot. You know, we see a lot about it online and things like that. And I think it's great when we have all those veggies chopped up in our fridge and ready to go, but sometimes we get tired of just eating those veggies on their own. So I posted a video about one way that you can use up some of those veggies. You can just toss them in an omelet. We can get creative with it. You know what? Things like broccoli and spinach, they are delicious in an omelet. So if you want to check that video out, you can find it on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs.
And Sydney, I haven't had a chance to click on the video just yet, but that omelet looks so tasty on the thumbnail picture there. Oh,
you know what? It was very tasty. However, I will make a disclaimer that my omelet flipping skills are not of chef quality. So please don't judge when you watch the video. Just, you know, drool over how delicious the omelet looks.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs with our recipe of the week. Sydney, it's always a pleasure. And looks like generally good weather for the weekend. Any plans for the weekend?
Yes, I, again, lots of wedding planning. I'm actually going to make a trip to Toronto to visit one of my other Zares colleagues, another dietitian. So looking forward to enjoying some sunshine.
Oh, you bet. And a busy weekend with fairs locally. We've got the Kirkton Fall Fair, the Tavistock Fall Fair, so lots of fun this weekend. Sydney Brennan, you're a dietitian at Zares. Thanks, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Perfect, Sydney. That's great.